来。
You gotta love the next Speaker of the House for calling it like he sees it anyway this time around. That's right, John Boehner called the tax bill chicken crap. I think he censured himself. Speaking of censure, that's what happened to Charlie Rangel. Take a listen to how it went down. This is just the gnat sound of it. Take a listen.
On this resolution, the yeas are 333, the nays are 79. The resolution is adopted without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
How about that? So the House voted to censure New York Congressman Charlie Rangel, and that's where we start. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. If you go to our website, americatonight.net, you can actually see us streaming the show live. How cool is that? Speaking of cool, I think it is cool that they voted for the censure. I know a lot of my friends would disagree, and they thought that the reprimand might have been the better way to go, because after all, good old Charlie had been around for such a very long time. This is the problem with politics. This is the problem. The problem is you cannot continue to say, because someone's been around for a long time, or, oh, gee, that's the way we roll here on the Hill, you gotta cut a guy a little slack. No, because he was purposely dogging his taxes. He was hiding money. I mean, pretty much they had him on that, right? With the house. Oops, I forgot to file this and this and forget about the Dominican and my little getaway there. Not that he couldn't have a getaway, but it was the fact that he wasn't claiming it. That's the big problem. Anyway, here's what Rangel had to say. One, about those who were in, who did things much worse than he did, also the politics of it all, and the fact that you just got to move on. Take a listen.
History would show that a different standard has been used in this case, where I did not curse out the speaker, I have not tried to have sex with minors, I did not steal any money.
Yeah, so there you go.
It was a mistake. And there's no question I was prepared then and now to not blame anyone but myself. I am satisfied that members voted their districts with all of the political implications of what a vote in support of a lesser sanction would be politically back home.
All right, so no sex with minors and no stealing. Give me a break, Congressman. There are other things that you did that were certainly off the books and were dead flat out wrong. So I'm going to say bravo. I think that this was the right vote. And the vote went down 333, as you heard, 79. That was the censure vote, and it was very, very political. It was very political. So the 20-term congressman insisting that he really didn't intend to violate House rules did just that. So now he gets the censure. How about it? You know, and like I said, there was a lot of conversation that this was unfair for poor Charlie. And it's not, you know, this guy represented Harlem, and the people in Harlem really looked up to Charlie Rangel. And, you know, I don't think they're not going to continue to do that. I think they're going to just say, okay, you know, it was unfair, or whatever their personal beliefs are going to be. But the bottom line is the vote was the right way to go. All right, so check this out. The House was pretty busy. The House also voted to extend middle-class tax cuts. This isn't really a surprise. If you've been following the bouncing ball here on America Tonight, and this is obvious. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to realize what happened here. This is the way it was probably going to go down. So the outgoing Speaker Nancy Pelosi got kind of a little victory in her last ditch effort, I guess, or bid, whatever you want to call it, to slam the Bush tax credits for the wealthier Americans. And if you're calling $250 between a couple rich Boy, you're certainly not living in some of those pricier areas in the East Coast where practically a shack could cost you $400,000. You're not living in a mansion. So anyway, the House Democrats passed a bill that would extend the Bush-era tax cuts, the breaks, basically, for the middle class, so-called middle class, while slamming them or cutting them off for the wealthier crew. Pelosi got that by 234 to 188. Now, here's the key thing. Probably it's going to be short-lived. I do not think that this holds up. You know, when we want to talk about politics, this is pretty political. Because in the Senate, all 42 Republicans have said, no way are we passing this bill. So effectively, it's DOA in the Senate. This is what happens in Washington. It's a moment, a tiny, tiny moment of triumph for the lady who's leaving her post. So the legislation would, again, extend tax breaks for most Americans, but raise them on people who earn above $250,000 per household, like I just explained. So this is just politics in the round, I like to call it. You know, they had the theater in the round. Did you ever go to see anything, play where it was theater in the round and the stage went around? That's Washington. It just goes around and around and around and around. It's funny because, you know, I flip around. I watch a little bit of everything. I mean, ping back to Huffington Post, look at Drudge Report, look at Fox, look at CNN, look at MSNBC, because it's very interesting to dissect what the mainstream media says and the pundits that they have on, because it's also different. You can have the same vote and you get such a vastly different point of view depending on where you flip on. I mean, let's face it. And then there's those that are right down the middle. So anyway, after that vote happened, I caught Frank Luntz. You remember him? You probably, if you watched any of Bill Maher, you saw him a bunch. He's a big time pollster. And he said after the vote that there is a reason why Nancy Pelosi is the most unpopular politician in America. And it's because she doesn't represent the will of the American people. And he also said there's a reason why the Democrats lost 63 seats. But it's like the election never took place. And then you had the comment that I mentioned at the top, the incoming Republican House Speaker John Boehner saying that it was just chicken crap when he was talking about the vote, saying that it undermines the president's efforts to reach a compromise that allows the tax breaks to continue for 2 years. This is the way I would have played it. I would have gone for a freeze for 1 year. Go for the freeze for 1 year. And, you know, it's interesting because you talk to a lot of Americans that fall in that 250 or over, and if they're really wealthy, they say they don't care. They'll pay the tax because, you know what, they have other loopholes. They have other ways around it. So there's that. The problem is the people that are skating on the edge and live in the high-dollar areas. I'm not saying they live in a giant mansion, so ha-ha-ha, too bad for them. I'm saying they live in places where the taxes are already outrageous and the houses are at that housing market is incredible. Look at parts of California. Look at parts of New Jersey. Look at parts of Massachusetts. Look at parts of New Hampshire. I mean, you might as well just open up a giant vault of money if you want to live in New Hampshire. Unless you want to live in the wilderness with your shotgun in a shack somewhere, it's crazy, the taxation in the live free or die state. I don't get it. Just recently at a dinner party, I had a friend of mine explain it to me, and I was stunned by it. All right, coming up around the bend, we're going to switch gears because we're going to talk a little football with our pal Steve Budin from sportsinfo.com. Don't go away. Stick with us here on America Tonight.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol, resveratrol, and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here on America Tonight, I just have to tell you that my Eagles beat the Texans on some Thursday night football. Were y'all watching that? 34-24. How about Michael Vick, all world beater suddenly in the last couple of games? 3 touchdowns for Vick, and they absolutely clipped the Texans. The Eagles now 8-4 on the season. It's going to be interesting the rest of the week how it plays out for week 13 in the NFL, because there's some great matchups on the board and probably none better than the Monday night game, the Jets and the Patriots. Think of the bad blood and the circumstances between the two teams and the fact that they're both 9-2 on the season. Here's Sexy Rexy Ryan, Rex Ryan, talking about his Jets and the matchup with the Patriots. Take a listen.
Hey, it's great. I mean, this is what you want to be, in this spot. We've earned this spot at 9-2, so is New England. I think it's the fourth time, if somebody told me, the fourth time in NFL history that two teams have had a 9-2 or better record, going at it in the regular season. So that's impressive. Should be a great game. There's no doubt about it. Both teams at the top of the league in wins. So this is exactly where you want to be. I'll sign up for it next year also.
Of course he will. He'd love to have that record. New England, by the way, favored by 4. Steve, how are you doing? How was your turkey day?
Turkey day was good. If you bet over the 6.5 pounds, you won. I gained about 8 pounds.
Oh,
but I'm
no.
On the treadmill. I'm working it out. I hate to beat my own drum because I'm just so good at it. But, I also won with the Eagles tonight. I had my double up or shut up play on the Eagles. Big 50-dimer. Hit that one, proving again that, sometimes in this business, better to be lucky than good. But also we know in this business that the past is the past and you can't live in the past. I got my crystal ball out. So if you want to talk futures, I'm ready.
There you go. Hey, I'm going to do this a little bit backwards because we just heard from Rex Ryan and the Jets, and he was talking about this is only the fourth time that during the regular season you've had 2-9-2 teams, and he would take that all day long. The Jets will be in Patriots territory. Break this down for us, Steve-O.
Yeah, Rex Ryan reminds me of like a card counter at a blackjack table that's trying not to get caught. I mean, if you listen to him in that interview, I mean, it's almost like he just doesn't want to say anything that might, you know, get Bill Belichick riled up. And, you know, I can't blame him. He knows he's, you know, that Belichick's the better coach. The Jets are probably the better all-around team on paper, but I think in games like this, you take paper and you rip it up and you throw it away. I'm a Jets fan, so, you know, with me, my opinion's always a little skewed, but I tend to be more against the Jets when it comes to, you know, a betting than for them. But in this situation, you know, normally Bill Belichick would hold some cards back, knowing he may face this team, you know, in the playoffs. You know, he may not want to show them everything, but normally he'd be sitting probably clinched already, and the Jets would be fighting for a wild card spot. Because, like you said, they're both 9-2 and fighting for first place on that top seed, you know, and I think that probably the advantage here goes to New England. Look, this is a game that I'm probably not going to bet or play, but, you know, these big marquee games, you know, sometimes they're better off watched, but if you stuck a gun to my head, I wouldn't go against Belichick in this one.
Yeah, I agree with you, absolutely. And it's funny because it's something you told us a couple of weeks ago. It's tough to bet on your own team, and I agree with that.
Well, you know what happens is that, you know, you always got to try to keep your heart and your pocket completely separated.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, what's this thing about the man and his money and the man and his heart?
Exactly.
I know there's something there. I'll come up with it. How about the another good game, too? And, you know, I'm in love with the Sunday night game anyway. Brilliance with what they have with the flex schedule. Well, the Steelers and the Ravens, 8-3, both of those teams. It's in Raven territory. I love Flacco. I love the kid, the way he's throwing. And I don't know. I'm not really sure on this one. Baltimore's favored by 3. I would go with Baltimore. What do you think?
You know, Baltimore barely beat this Pittsburgh team without Ben Roethlisberger. And they were just held scoreless in the whole second half by Tampa Bay. You know, I understand, you know, that you like Baltimore, and I minus 3 at home. What they're really saying is Baltimore is as good of a team as Pittsburgh, but that might be so. But, you know, the Steelers are getting ramped up right now. I don't think Baltimore can hang with them. I also think a little too much credit's given to the Ravens defense in general. You know, they're not as good as people think they are. And, you know, I think that, the 40-point spread here, I mean, the 40-point total, I would look to go over the total. You know, Flacco and Roethlisberger, they can ring 40 points up in one half.
There you go. All right, that's probably the best. Sometimes it's good just to go over or under, right? I mean, you don't always have to do.
Yeah, the object is to win. Any win that you can get. I mean, you know, you analyze the game. If the side's not there, you go with the total.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, what are the odds that the Saints aren't going to crucify the Bengals?
You know, the Bungles, I called this team the entire season. I mean, I've gotten on every week and told everybody that this team is a complete fake. You know, look, New Orleans, 6.5 points. New Orleans is a team that's flying under the radar this year. If this game was being played last year, this New Orleans team would be 13.5 points over this Cincinnati team. I think 6.5 points is a bargain. I would take New Orleans here. Reggie Bush, he's already ruined one cover for them. He's got that out of his system. I think that he comes back strong this game, plays great. I think New Orleans gets the big win against a Cincinnati team that's going to be looking to pick up the pieces next year, probably hire themselves a new coach.
There you go. Hey, the Chicago Bears, somebody asked me the other day, gee, who do you think is going to go to the Super Bowl? Which is tough because now we're really in that territory where, you were talking about the Steelers, teams really are starting to sync up, and this is the big meaty part of the season, and then as you get toward the playoffs. Is Jay Cutler the real deal, or is this just partially luck and a few good bounces?
Well, it's funny because we talked about Rex Ryan being that, like, sharp card counter at the blackjack table. Jay Cutler's like that drunk at the blackjack table that just happens to be on a good roll right now. The casino, they're not even sending down the pit boss at that point to look at him because they know eventually it'll turn around. I don't believe in Jay Cutler, but in this game, in this position, against the Detroit team without Matt Stafford, I would lay 3.5 with Chicago, and I don't mind betting on that drunk at the blackjack table when he's hot.
Okay, so when he's hot, I like the clarification.
When he's hot, I'm with him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's what we're all looking for. We're looking for that edge. All right, there's a couple of other games that, you know, who knows with the Titans. They're a mess, but they're hosting the Jags. They could pick up another win, so they'd be 6-6.
Yeah, not even a line posted on that game yet.
Yeah, nothing.
But I tell you the one thing, you know, we don't hear Moss's name.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
You just don't hear anything about him.
No kidding. And then how about the Giants? Because I know there's a lot of people listening to us in the Connecticut area and the New York area who are Giants fans, not Jet fans. And,
right, the Giants, a touchdown favorite over Washington. Total there is 43.5.
Yeah.
The only note about the Giants is they're still not completely healthy. They're still banged up. Redskins, good road team, 3-1 against the spread this year on the road. The question isn't who's going to win. I think the Giants will win this game. I do think Washington will keep this game close enough. McNabb with a possible backdoor cover at the end. I would take the 7 points here. That line probably goes up by the time Sunday comes around to 8.
All right, how about the Cowboys? Boy, what an effort they put up against the Saints on Thanksgiving Day. Now they got the Colts in Colts territory.
And right, and the Cowboys, you know, they're one of these teams like Minnesota that they're in this, like, you know, try to blame everything on the last coach syndrome where, you know, they know if they play good right now, they can put their hands up and say, hey, wasn't our fault. We had a real bad coach, and now, look, everything is working out much better. But, you know, here's something really new, and we've never, ever talked about this before, not in the last couple of years, but this is desperation time for Peyton Manning. I mean, you know, I think that they've been pretty much knocked back into the AFC South race. And how does Manning respond to this desperation against the Cowboy team that, let's face it, as good as they're playing right now, they're not going anywhere this year. So I think that it's a must-win for Indy. I think Indy's a different team at home when they're in a must-win scenario, and I think they crush the Cowboys here.
Oh, crush the Cowboys.
Well, I can also tell you a little footnote that I am the absolute worst when it comes to betting on or against the Cowboys. Me and you have talked about that before,
right,
and that's proven to be true time and time again on the show here.
There you go. Steve Hooden, always appreciate it. Sportsinfo.com. Thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it.
All right, coming up around the bend, we're going to check the mail. You have any thoughts? Remember, you can always send it to me day or night, americatonight.net.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Edition of America Tonight. We can almost touch it. The weekend, that is. We're getting closer and closer. It's always exciting to me when we talk to Steve Budin about football because I know I'm planning my day out in my head what I'm going to be doing, which games I'm going to be watching. Since Philly already played and the Eagles would be my team, that X's that out. I might watch a little bit of the Cowboys on the road against the Colts out of curiosity to see what my pal Jason Garrett comes up with this time around because, hey, they almost knocked off the Saints on Thanksgiving Day, let's face it, and he's making it interesting. They're not going anywhere, but he's making it interesting and making a case for possibly becoming the next coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And as we get closer to the weekend, it's what I call the whip in Washington because they're trying to get across the street to the watering hole, too. And you got this lame duck Congress. So there's a lot of parties, I understand, and luncheons and all that kind of stuff. But I say forget the luncheons and the parties. Wait till you're completely out of there like Russ Feingold and a few others who aren't going to be back in January because there's so much left to do. And we'll see tick-tock, tick-tock, like don't ask, don't tell. What's the latest there? What's going to happen with the lame duckers there? I don't think anything's going to happen. I think that one gets passed over, judging by some of the grandstanding that went on when it was brought up. And, of course, with the tax stuff, this whole compromise that was supposed to happen, that's looking like it went off the track at least on Thursday. Does it come back into the station on Friday and then into next week? You have the future Speaker of the House saying it was just crap, it was just chicken crap, and because it is like playing chicken. Middle class versus, ooh, 250 and over, you're the wealthier. And like I said, you talk to someone who really has some do-re-mi, and you say to them, geez, you know, you might have to go up a little bit in the tax bracket, they're going to be fine with it, seriously. Because they have smart lawyers surrounding them and accountants, and they always find ways to get around things. And they can afford to pay it. And when we talk about opportunity in this great country, they know they have the opportunity. They know it. Because they were the bankers we bailed out, who then proceeded to get the big bonuses, right? So that's okay. They already bought their boat. They got their third house. They're okay with it. I said we were going to check the mail, so without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
Ooh! I love that Homer Simpson. Could you just see him running out to the mail? The mail! The mail's here! Does anyone run out to get the mail anymore? You know, it used to be that you would get a lot of cards and things, I don't know, magazines, things you were looking for in the mail. But now, since everything is on the screen, since everything is through the internet, you even get e-vites, e-cards, you know, everything is viral pretty much. And it's so rare, it's almost shocking when you get a card from someone. I personally think it's kind of cool when somebody sends you a handwritten thank you note or an invitation to something or just whatever. And you just get these little, what I call, unwrapped surprises in the mail. But I don't think anyone's running to their mailbox. Usually when you're going to your mailbox, what are you thinking about? You're thinking about, for those of you who can visually see me, you're thinking about bills. That's what you're thinking about. Bills, 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 right? How do you pay the bills? And here they come again. Doesn't it seem like it gets shorter and shorter? It's like the water bill. It's like when I get the water bill. Didn't you just ask me for money for the water bill? And 2 weeks later, we got to pay it again. All right, I'm digressing. Let's head to the mailbag, like I said, thanks to Homer Simpson. And let's check out this one from Jake in Austin. I swear this guy has emailed me now for a couple of years, and he swears he's going to call the show. When he calls the show, we're going to keep him on, and we're going to dissect him and figure out what the deal is with Jake in Austin, because actually his comments are usually dead on, and he's very opinionated. Jake says in this one, Kate, lay it on. Why don't you just give a big slap in the face to Charlie Rangel, the longtime congressman, as you say, from Harlem. He might have done some good for those people, but he's a fake. He's phony. He deserved what he get. In fact, I think he should have been impeached. It's like they felt sorry for the old man, and so he gets a pass. You did say that, since he has been there forever and a day. What if he had been a younger guy, maybe 20 years ago, would they have hit him a little bit harder? Well, censure is pretty hard, but it's not impeachment. Let's see what they do with, and at least he got that. Let's see what they do with Maxine Waters, the congresswoman from California. Let's see what happens when it's her turn in the barrel. But, of course, they pushed her ethics hearing off. They pushed it all off with her. It's funny, too, because I saw a story today where Donald Trump said, yeah, Charlie asked me for $5 million. So he was looking for some money. He was looking for a little of the easy life after all those years on the, being the man representing Harlem. And what Trump said is that they met face to face and they talked about a building project in New York City. And he says, he flat out asked for $5 million. And Trump said Rangel's lucky that he didn't get any jail time for what he did, because there was no doubt that that whole thing, the Charlie Rangel Center for Public Service at the City College of New York, was about him also getting some money that way and through the donors and being solicited for money on the congressman's stationery. That's what really got him into trouble. I mean, it's too bad because he has been around for a long time, but in a way, Trump is right. He should be counting his lucky stars that he's not somewhere in a jumpsuit. It's so crazy because you think of Rangel and what he did. You start to compare the crimes. You think of Michael Vick and the whole dog fighting ring and what happened. And then you compare it to, let's throw in another completely different scenario, Martha Stewart, and for the paltry amount of insider trading that she was nailed for, and she did jail time, and he's not doing any jail time. All right, let's move to this one. This is Paul in Paducah. And Paul in Paducah says, Kate, I know you hate to talk about 2012 over and over again, but what do you think is going to happen with the Republicans? Do you think it's going to be somebody that they'll pull out of the weeds who maybe is good looking and talks a good game, kind of like a Republican Obama? Would it take someone like that to beat the current president? It sure seems like people, even people who are very liberal, are frustrated with Barack Obama. What do you think the best, what's your best guess at what will happen in 2012? It's such a great thing to talk about in one way because it's fun. It's like sports. You're looking into the future and you're trying to prognosticate. You're trying to predict who you think is going to be there. And I think when people say Sarah Palin, they're crazy. Sarah Palin running for president would be disastrous if the Republicans want to have the White House go to a Republican. She definitely is not the answer. She is somebody who can raise money. She's somebody who, for some reason, has definitely struck a chord with a lot of Republicans, with certain women, etc. And she can raise money. She can do all those kind of things. But running for president would not be advisable. I think she would be slaughtered like a lamb by the Democrats. Oh, they would just, it would just be brutal. It'd be a nightmare that the Republicans certainly do not want. But as to who comes out, you got all these people like Tim Pawlenty in Minnesota who was saying he wanted to make a run for the presidency. He's hinted about that. Newt Gingrich has said that he'd like to. A lot of people are pressing about Jeb Bush, which would be no way. There's no chance that there's going to be another Bush in the White House, not three. There's not going to be three presidents with that last name. He doesn't want to do it. I don't think he could even be talked into it. Mitt Romney's name keeps coming back around, and when they do polls, he shows up in the polls, but I don't think he's the answer. I think there is a chance that you could be looking at somebody completely different. Bobby Jindal was asked about it, the governor of Louisiana, and he says no, that he's got enough on his plate in Louisiana, and he's happy with what he's doing, and he doesn't have the desire to run for the presidency. But what could happen is perhaps there is some kind of a more like a Bill Clinton kind of person that suddenly emerges. You just got to keep track of what some of the governors especially start to do and see if there's anybody in that pile that makes some noise. And probably, you know, even still in Congress and in the Senate, but there's no one that I would pluck out right now. Ron Paul has said he was, you know, asked about it, and he's kind of in the mix too. But I don't think in the end Ron Paul is the guy who is going to do. I don't think he's going to run. Or if he does run, I don't think he's the guy who is going to be elected president. But let's see. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Let me squeeze in one more. This is from the judge listening to us in Kentucky. Yo, America Tonight. Love the show. I've been listening for about 7 months now. And it's interesting. I kind of hear you talk about a lot of different things, football and sports and business and politics. And I wonder, Kate, if you have a favorite. You know, and the answer to that is no, I don't really have a favorite. I did sports for a while at the Fan in New York and in Dallas, and I still do some stuff for Fox, and I like it. I really enjoy watching sports, and I enjoy being, you know, part of that whole deal, but I love the political game too. It is kind of like sports, like I said. You're watching to see where the pieces fall and see what dances around and get people fired up. I think that's exciting, and I like it all. That's why we call it Water Cooler Buzz. Speaking of Water Cooler Buzz, you might get some out of our next segment. Next, coming up, we're going to do Weekend Counts.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when waste were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking back up with America Tonight. Just like we went to the mailbag, remember, you can hit us up at americatonight.net. If you go there, too, you can catch us right there. You can see what we're doing on the show, courtesy of Pal Talk, right there on the front. Plus, we have our blog, and we've got the blunder of the day and all that fun stuff. We're going to do We Can Count in a second, but I'm going to take a quick call, and also I got a programming note. Next week, the show, boy, are we on a whirlwind tour. First, we were in Mississippi, of course, to find out how they were bouncing back from the oil spill in Biloxi and that whole Gulf Coast area, the five really cities or counties that comprise that area. And now we're headed off to New York. There's a great thing that Liz Claiborne, the designer, that they put on for domestic violence, and we'll be broadcasting that. So talking to victims, talking to people who have gone through domestic violence and some ways, some things that are happening across the country to try to stop as much domestic violence as possible. It's interesting because my my husband's uncle is a cop, almost died, I guess, about a decade or so ago, was stabbed 32 times. And you know what it was as a result of a husband and wife fighting? Mega domestic violence. And the police officers that I've talked to and covered in various places that I've lived, you know what you ask them? Geez, what's the worst thing that you've responded to? Or when do you kind of worry when you don't say worry because cops don't want to say, well, we're worried. But what kind of gets your juices flowing where you're thinking, you get your back up against the wall? Is it a drug bust? Is it, you know, a response to some kind of a break-in or whatever? The B&Es, and they'll say, no, it's domestic violence. It's such a serious deal. So I'm very happy that they invited me at the last minute here to be a part of this. And like I said, we'll be bringing those stories back to you from the Big Apple from New York City next week. All right, quickly, let's slip in Jeff in Oregon. Jeff, go for it.
Hey, Kate, this is your friend from the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
I want to know what you think of the duck. And in the future, my name's in a book of Hall of Fame, the Congress. Just want to know what you think of the ducks this weekend.
Oh, what I think of the ducks. Wow. It's funny that you bring up college football because that used to be my favorite thing when I was just asked that question. It used to be my favorite thing to cover. I'll tell you what, I think the ducks have a chance to win that one. I think the Ducks have a chance to roll. Coming up when we do our Nail the Score segment, we're going to do a little tiny bit on college football. So I don't want to completely spoil that. But if I were a betting person, I would go with the Ducks. Of course, you're a Ducks fan. And we will check out your name in, as you said, the Hall of Fame, right?
Yes, it's on the Congress.
Wow, that's
laws.
That's so very cool. I'm going to check that out. Hey, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you, Kate.
All right, without further ado, let's move on to We Can Count. Count, but you could almost put it down as something else, like a dungeon moment. What is going on with the U.S. and losing all kinds of bids? The Olympics and now the World Cup. Chosen on Thursday by FIFA, which is the executive committee, easy for me to say, over England and a few others. It was Russia that was chosen to host the 2018 Games. So they win, even though the Prime Minister, Vladimir Putin, wasn't there. He was in Zurich. Remember, there was the whole deal about the Olympics, and Obama had to go to be part in Copenhagen to try to convince the Olympic Committee that Chicago should host the Olympics, and then they didn't even make it into the finals. In this case, Vladdy doesn't show up for, this is World Cup, not the Olympics, but they get picked for 2018. And the 2022 host was announced minutes later. And, of course, the U.S. was competing with, ready for this, Australia. I like Australia. I used to date the greatest guy from Australia. Australia, Japan, Qatar, and South Korea. So who do you think wins in that? Qatar wins, of course. Right, that's who wins. That's who got the hosting job for the World Cup in 2022. Wow. Although, it'd be an interesting time to go there, wouldn't it? If you were ever thinking of making that trip, that would probably be the time that you would want to go. All right, as we continue here on We Can Count, remember the nutball that was harassing Nancy Pelosi? You know, I don't care what you think about Nancy Pelosi, but a nut is a nut is a nut. And there's no reason for bodily harm threats. And when you do that with a person who is just a hair's breadth away from the presidency, It's not a good thing. They're going to nail you to the wall. There's no joking when it comes to that kind of thing. So the California guy who was harassing her got 21 months for those threats. And I know somebody that was covering this story. It was kind of skimmed over a little bit. And I know we did something on it, but apparently it was dicey. I mean, they were really concerned about this guy. He was upset with Pelosi's support of health care reform. And so as a result, he's going to be sitting in prison for a while. Federal prosecutors said enough is enough for Jeffrey White. So the 49-year-old was Gregory Gusti was sentenced to that term in prison. So how about that? The Judge White had enough, and he decided to lay down the law, so to speak. And what's interesting is actually part of a plea agreement with the prosecution when he admitted that he made 30 harassing phone calls to her houses and her offices. So he had to plead guilty to what they call a reduced count, I guess, of threatening an elected U.S. official's family. Yeah, you can't do that. That's, you know, the joke's on you if you think you're just playing the phone game, because you're not going to get away with it. And so this idiot now, like I said, pays the price. And we've got one more here for We Can Count. And this is also pretty interesting. We've been talking about this, too, on America Tonight for the last couple of years. You know, we've been talking about the, I don't understand. It's like we're like becoming a nation of softies. Why can't kids play dodgeball in school? Why? I don't understand. Am I wrong on this? Is dodgeball that alienating if somebody's throwing the ball at you and you get hit or vice versa? I don't know. I mean, I don't think my friends and myself, I don't think we turned out that badly. We played dodgeball all the time. If anything, they were probably trying to cream us with the big giant rubber ball, right? So once again, we have another school district in the East Coast saying that, you know, they're doing away, ditching dodgeball, and it's in New Jersey, northern New Jersey. And I'm just so surprised at that. I mean, we go through these periods where, or we're going through this period, where you have honorable mentions, so your kid just shows up for the sack races and there's no longer first, second, and third. When somebody, just my opinion, folks, when somebody goes through school that way, where they're coddled, how do they get out and survive in the competitive world? I don't see how they would make it, because they don't know about competition if they're not forced, I shouldn't say forced, but if they're not thrown in to compete. And in dodgeball, so what, you know, the last guy standing, you throw back and forth with the ball. I don't get it. I don't think anybody gets too bruised up, but this is yet another school district doing that. Wow. If you add it up, it's like 50. Crazy. Have any thoughts on that? Shoot them to me at americatonight.net.